The organization's work came to a screeching halt when the Social Development Department intervened and forbade them to continue with this work, saying they were breaking lockdown regulations. Now, Solidarity Helping Hand has offered a Cradle of Hope legal assistance in taking government on over this. And Willy Spies, the attorney for Solidarity Helping Hand and Cradle of Hope, joins us on the line now. Willy, good afternoon. Thank you very much for being with us today. What's prompted you to step in and offer Cradle of Hope some legal help?
Yes, Joanne, thanks for the opportunity. The legal assistance is needed because we have seen that government has the tendency of intervening on issues that they are not really supposed to intervene. There are no regulations published or any law that requires from government to regulate or centralize the process of distribution of food. But all of a sudden, the Gauteng provincial government came to the fore, and they indicated that they would like to centralize the process, they want to regulate that. And for that reason, it was necessary for Solidarity Helping Hand, who is in itself an organization involved with the distribution of food, to make sure that this does not become the practice, it does not become the law. And for that reason, they are approaching the courts in order to get declaratory relief in this regard.
All right. So when do you expect to... I understand you went to provincial government officials first. You wrote them a couple of letters. I take it you didn't get any response from them.
No, we have only received a response from Panyaza Lesufi, who was the acting MEC at the time. Not by way of correspondence, but by way of a media conference in which he actually said, well, they're not really planning to steal anyone's thunder. They're actually just wanting to regularize and supervise and all those things that governments want to do normally. So he only responded through a media conference. But apart from that, the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, held a briefing a day or two ago in which she actually motivated their decision to centralize and to regularize the distribution of food. So there's definitely a sentiment in government to take control over these initiatives. And with that being said, we just cannot leave it there. We need to intervene, and we need to make sure that government focuses on what they should focus on and leave private community initiatives that are working alone so that they can continue to function.
Willy, I'm very confused about what the law actually says around this. We'd heard the Social Development Minister had tightened restrictions, then loosened them. What are the actual regulations around providing cooked or fresh food as it stands?
Well, that was actually our first step, just to prepare a proper council's opinion, advocate's opinion, and to distribute it amongst all the different NGOs all over the country, just to arm them with the law as it stands at the moment. The law as it stands at the moment does not prohibit initiatives that are aimed at social upliftment, social support, and the distribution of food to people in need. The law does not regulate it. It does not limit it. So what we've seen so far is actually just statements and correspondence issued by ministers and MECs and local authorities, everyone doing as they deem fit without proper regulatory framework that regularize that. So with that being said, it's necessary for us to set the rules straight. It's clear that our legal opinion on its own is not sufficient. Then the second approach would then be to approach the court and ask the court to actually, to put it that way, actually endorse what the law in any event say by means of a declaratory order. And that's exactly what we're going to approach the court for.
Willy Spies, thank you very much for speaking to us. We wait to hear exactly what clarity will be offered on this and whether the courts will perhaps provide some direction.